Here we are in the middle of Hakdama Yutes. We're talking about Tserufei Osios, combining different letters in different ways. And I believe we got to page Shin Mem Dalad. We're talking about the paragraph Mikol Eilat Tserufei. Again, we spoke at different combinations of, you know, two letters and three letters and four and so on. And now we're up to Mikol Eilat Tserufei Osios, from all these different combinations of letters. Ha'olim arein shir v'erech. There is infinite amount of combinations. The nivru kol ha'brum ha'elyon v'tachtonim kimivur le'el. Everything was created, the creatures above, the creatures below, the malachim, everyone was created through these different letters. L'chein tamen v'ramas koach ha'chayis shokol davar be'osios shimo. That everyone's potential, everyone's strengths are hidden within the letters of their name. Shu nikra kem b'lashon ha'kodesh. K'mo shamar kozvak, it says in the pasuk, Nefesh Chaya Hishima. The Hakavana, what do we mean Nefesh Chaya Hishima? The Nefesh Chaya is its name. The Kavana is She Nefesh Chaya Hainu Pnimius HaChayas Shekol Davar. The Nefesh of the Chaya, the source of the Chaya, the life, the Nefesh of the life is in its name. Heim Osios Hashem Shelo, Kegon Ha'Even, a word rock, Shorish Chayuso, the source of its life, is Nimshach Mishalosh Osios Elu Even. From the letters Even, Aleph, Beznun, is what gives the koach to a rock. For a rock to be rock, which means to just be there and do nothing, that could only be Aleph Beznun. But if it was called something else, a rock would have been different. It could have been a dog. It could have been whatever the name of that is, that's what the object becomes. V'chein hu beguf adam, so too with a person, a human being. She chayuso nimshach miosos adam. Our life is because we're called an adam, Aleph Dal Mem, O Echa Mishar Shemos, or the other names, Ish, or whatever a person might be called, a human being, it's all depend on, and every other thing in the world, whatever the name is, it's based on, and the name is what's give its strength and ability. Vishorash Nishmas Adam, the source of a man's soul, Nimshach Me'osiel Shel Shema Prati. Now his particular name, his individual name, Ruvein Shimon Levi, so now there's Adam, there's Klaldi, a person who, what he is in terms of a type of species he is, what category he is, but then the person's individual, his personalities, that depends on his particular name. Shehema Halavushim L'shorash Chayos Nishmasa, so there's a neshama, a person's Adam, but he's Ruvein. Ruvein is what covers his person of being an Adam. So that combination of a category and his individual name, Kachu B'chol Advarim Shebolim, so is true of every other single item in the world. Ach yesh kama dvarim shetziruf shelahem mora al inyan loto. Sometimes you have a combination of letters which indicates something that's negative. Not every combination of letters or words appears to be positive. Sheme tzirufon nitzmach chas v'shom dinum v'chadom. Sometimes a combination of letters will create din, which is something, punishment and judgment and negativity, at least the way it appears to each one of us. So, yesha eitza lahamtikon aide she yishana es hatzeruf latova. Sometimes you could change around the letters in such a way to make them good. It seems that every combination, every, you know, letters can be rearranged in a way that's positive and a way that's negative. So he gives a few examples of where you could change that, which is, you know, a positive and negative. It's funny, you know, the previous page, for example, just the page number, you know, it's really Shin Mem Dalad. That's really what, but they switch it around to Shin Dalad Mem, because Shin Mem Dalad is Shmad. Shmad is pogroms and terrible things. They switch it to Shin Dalad Mem. So it just happens to be...
It's not so great either.
Yeah, but... So then it says, Minega Oneg, from the letters Nega, Nega Taras is a negative thing, you have the same letters Oneg, just switch them around, rearrange them, you have something in Oneg, something that's enjoyed. Umitzara, Tara, which means trouble, Ratza means Ratzon, a desire, and in a good way. Mipesha Shefa, Pesha is an Aveira, an Avon, and Shefa is to give Bracha, so we have many instances that he goes on. Umikaleim Lachem, Mikaleim, Kalim means to get rid of, to wipe out, destroy. Lachem is to you. It's more of a neutral word, but it's not negative. Umi machla, the machla is a sickness and illness, and you have halachem bread. V'kasher yesh chas v'shalom gezeira shamavis v'rav, when there's a terrible decree of death, a decree of famine, yechol nahapcho lemaos rav uchadome lahem. So by giving a lot of money, Ma'os Rav, the same letters, you could switch things around. So now these are deeper things that you and I may not be able to do and accomplish, but speaking to the right people, they have the ability to tell us how to change a name of a person's lo aleinu very ill. And they need a refuah, so sometimes we'll add on a name, whether it be Rafael or whatever the names might be, that does have an impact on the individual. So now we learn further that Chol Zeh Yecholin Lifol Aidekim V'Limud Osius HaTorah. All of this is able to be accomplished by learning the letters of the Torah, learning the words of the Torah. What that means is, Hainu kishehu b'tzeruf yiras shemayim. When learning is combined with yiras shemayim, so then you're able to accomplish things. So what does that mean? Ukemoken yichon lahachliv osios atzara arde koach atfila. So the way a person could accomplish like switching things around to positive is through limud Torah and also through tefila. V'gam mishe mishanik b'midas ha'anava. So what he's trying to say, how do you do that? How do you change nega to oneg? Do I just say, okay, I want the nega teras to turn to an oneg? It doesn't work just like you saying them. But there are different mechanisms we could employ to accomplish this. So first and foremost is Torah, because Torah is all letters. If you understand what Torah is, other than the ideas, of course, accomplishing, but the letters themselves, Torah is the number one way to switch things around. Then tefillah also has the ability to switch things around. And so too, a person's own humility, a person's own midos and derech eretz also has the ability, yesh koach l'shanos hatzeref, that could also switch things around. V'chein kishim esvadin hachaverim be'ava mishana tziref dibuk chaverim. When you get together with your friends just to show the love for one another, the avas Yisrael, that also has the ability. Ki kol neshama nechezes bo'os achas shebetorah. This last one he explains is because each person, each neshama, has a letter that corresponds to him in the Torah. Vayidei hischabrus lazeh nasa tzirf chadash latorah. So now you connect to a friend, you build a friendship, you build a relationship, that's created something new. There's a new tzirf here. It's true of a friendship, even more so when a person gets married. That's why when the day a person gets married, it's Yom Kippur, and he's mocha and all the avonos because he's a new person now. By him connecting his name Reuven to Rachel, so now that's a new tzir. If they've combined with each other, it's a whole new bria, it's a bria chadasha, and therefore he starts all over again. He starts to have clean slate. His whole life begins all over again. It's a new tzir. V'chein yesh b'koach ha-tzadikim lahafoch ha-tzerufim l'tovah. Tzadikim, we don't know how that works, but they have such a capability of switching around, rearranging the letters in such a way. Latova, aide sharofanim through other means, v'tachbulos shonos lahamtik koladinim lerachmim v'chasadim, to turn the bad names, the bad tziruf and the bad arrangements into something that's positive. Now how, we don't know, but that's a level that tzaddikim have such a mesorah, how to accomplish that. Okay. I'm just poking around. I didn't have a chance to look at the footnotes. I'm just looking around to see if anything jumps out at me. Nothing is, doesn't mean there's nothing great there. I just didn't have a chance. So let's go right to that. Osios Menatzpech. So these are the letters. Achar kol achav beis osios. There are 22 letters in the Aleph beis from Aleph through Tav. But after that, you have nichpalu achamesh osios Menatzpech. So these five letters are the letters that get doubled, right? There's a mem and there's an endemem. There's a nun and there's an endenun. There's a tadi. These have the double letters. If it appears in the middle of the letter or the end of the letter, it changes the way it's what's called. It changes also how it appears. So kishin nichtavim b'sof ha-tevo, when they're written at the end of the word, as we know, yeshlem tzura miyuchad. So it looks different. The mem looks different at the end of the word. The nun, tadi, pei, and chaf look different at the end of the word. The Romsman, these words actually are Romsman al dinam kimavur lahalan hakdama chaval. He's going to explain how these letters actually represent din. There are a lot of deep Torahs here. The Bnei Sascha talks about how these letters is very related to Hanukkah. The last two letters are pach shemen. So pach shemen, I forget all the different Ramazim and the gematrias that he goes through, but you're trying to take out the hidden pach through this through these letters. Something you're trying to turn it around. Because when Sar Shal Esav hurt the Kaf Yerecho Shel Shel Yaakov, that kaf is positive. Kaf is like an open hand doing something positive. It turned into a pach. It turned it around. So pach is something din, it closed. It closed in a jug. So menatzapech represents a pach, closed up, a din, which is very limited. And our idea of Hanukkah is to turn over to a pach, that opens up hand. Nisias kapayim, that's an inin to connect it to Hanukkah. V'yesh chilek b'misparam. There's a difference in terms of the gematrias of these letters. Meaning, when the letter appears in the beginning of a word or in the middle of a word, it's a different gematria than when it appears at the end of a word. How? When they appear in the middle or in the beginning of the word, it's regular. A mem is arbaim, a mem is 40. And v'chein kulam, nun is 50, tadi is 90, pei is 80, chaf is 20, fine. Kol afanei agamachios mevuaren lahalan sofa kadamach chafal gimel. He's going to explain later on a little bit more about gamachios. Mashein kin yosias menatz pechashim besof hateva. When they appear at the end of the word, yeshlem mispar miyucha. They have a different gamachio. What does it mean? What do they represent? Kevin Shemakum Elu Chamesh Osios Menatzbech, who Achar Sim Ha'alphabet, they come after the Alphabet, right? You go Alphabet, Gimel Dal Tataf, and then you have an end the Chaf, an end the Mem, an end the Nun, an end the Ta'fe, and the Tadi. So then they take on what's after Tav is 400. So the end the Chaf is the next double one, that's really 500. That's what he writes here. They come after the Alphabet, Hainu Achar Ostaf. V'lachin Mam Shecha Mispar Lefi Seder. Now it continues to be counted. Kazeh. Ostaf is Arba Meos, that's 400. Os Chaf, which is the first of the double letters, is Chamesh Meos, is 500. Os Mem is Stuma, when it's closed off, when it appears at the end of the word. It's Shisha Meos, 600. Vios Nun, Hu Sheva Meos, Vios Pei, Hishmona Meos, Vios Sadi, Hi Tisha Meos. It goes up to 900. So often we're not taught that when we're younger, but that's the case. An example of this jumps out at me. There is a number of, I think the Shlach points out in Rabbeinu Bachai, that I don't think the Rabbeinu Bachai uses the gematria, but maybe I'm wrong, that the Rekim, the skies, have 955 layers to them. And that's the gematria of, it says, Hazinu Hashemayim. The gematria Hashemayim is gematria 955. Now, it only makes sense if the mem at the end of mem, is really worth 600. So if you do quick math here, Hashemayim, hey, is 5. Shin is 300, that's 305, plus a mem is 345, yud is 355, and then the end of mem is 600, that's 955. So Hashemayim represents a different rakim in the rakim and the Shemayim, which also happens to be the amount of psukim that appear in all of Sefer Devarim. As we recite each pasuk, we climb to the highest levels of the 955 rakim. Fine. Anyway, so that's just an example where we see this gematria, but it comes up many places. Now, sometimes we'll use the end of letters as a regular gematria. I mean, sometimes, even though it appears at the end, the mem we might still use as a 40, depending how things work out. But the real gematria is really when it's at the end of the letter. It should take on the 400, 500, 600, 700, and so on to calculate properly.
It's not in order, though.
Correct. It's not in order. Okay. So now he writes further. Vizel terufe osiel shel. I'm not sure how to pronounce these. Oftentimes when the gematria, I'm sure ikra, ayikat, I don't know. So when you read them in the sefer, I only have what I read, but there's no nekudos. You have a rebbe teach you, so the rebbe tells you how it's said. Sometimes I hear people who know these things, they say what the right pronunciation. Sometimes it sticks with me, sometimes it doesn't stick with me, or sometimes I just never heard how it's pronounced. So either way, alf yud kuf. That's the gematria of 1, 10, and 100, so that, of course, are all the 1s. And Becher, Bechor is 2, 20, 200, that's why they point out Bechor have these letters, because a Bechor gets double portion Pishnaim, so it's 2, 20, 200. That's the Shorish of a Bechor. Galash, same thing, Demas, Hanach, Besam, Zain, Chafaf, Tetek, all the same thing, the idea of the singles, the 10s, and the 100 columns. Vesidurim, who alze often. Osa Rishon Mikol Terefu Yichidus, that's the singular. Osheni, the second in these groupings, is Mikol Terefu Asirius, it's the 10. Os Shlishi Mikol Terefu Meos, it's the 100th column. And they're very important, they're all connected. So you have, for example, 7 and 70. 7 represents complete Teva, right? 7 days of the week. 70 also represents the 70 nations of the world. the 70 languages of the world, the 70 members of Sanhedrin. It also represents a complete package, but on a more global, and days are also global. But just, it's the same idea, just a little bit bigger. The same is true of all the different groupings. You have these connections. So then, just looking at the down bottom for a second. Okay, so now he actually connects it. This, if you take a look in the bottom left in the footnotes, it's in the middle of a footnote. It's called the Kasa Bavas Shalom, bottom of the paragraph on this page here. He quotes, he writes that Deik Hu Bechinas Avram, Bechor Bechar is a Bechinas Yitzchak, Galash is Bechinas Yaakov Osios Sheleg, Besoda Kasa Imu Chata Eichem Kishanim Kishag Yabinu, Vidimas is Bechinas David. Bechinas Malchus, Osios Midas, Vizehu Shamar David Melch. So it gives you a few examples of how they connect. Now, I'm not sure how that works out exactly. Usually we have seven tzaddikim, the Shiva Rome, the Shiva Ushpijim. Happens to be there are really nine groupings here, so I don't know who fits in the rest of them, but this is these are at least few of them what to work with. So continuing now in the paragraph, there's some other interesting things in Gematrius. In the text he writes here that Mispar Nekudos. Now Nekudos also have Gematrius. You find this sometimes about figuring out a Gematria based on a Nekuda. If you say this thing plus the Nekudos, and you end up, how much is Nekuda worth? I said, we're like one point for each Nekuda. So it tells you how the math works. V'yesh Ladas. The Kamosh Yesh Lachol Os V'Os Mispar Miyucha. Just like each letter has a particular gematria given to it, so too Kein Yesh Gam Mispar Miyucha L'Ha Nekudos V'Atzman. Nekudos also have gematrias, numbers assigned to them. Mevad HaOsios, aside from the letters. The Hainu. Shemechashvin Tzir HaNekuda L'Dimyon Os. That we view the Tzir, the image, the shape of the letter, rather of the Nekuda, as if it's a letter. What does that mean? Could go Nekuda Shi K'Kadur, when it's a circle, a ball, I'll go a circle, domel os yud, kachirik. If a chirik in e, so that's it's a yud. That's 10 points right there. And nechsheves kemispar os yud shuasar. V'nekuda kishu kidim and kav, when it's a line such as a pasach, domel betzir los vav. It's a vav, so it goes across. So that's it's worth 6 points. Kigon pesach. Nechsheves kemispar os vav shu shisha kidil halan. So now he's going to go through each one. So that's what a line is 6 and a dot is 10. So that's it. Nekudas Kamatz. What's a Kamatz? Kamatz is Yeshbo Kav Kein Vav Munachas. It's a horizontal Vav. V'tachteh, however, below it, Nekuda Ktana Kein Yud. There's a little dot below it. That's how you make a Kamatz. So Nechsheves Mispara Shisha Asar. That's worth 16. Nekudas Pasach is Rak Kav Echa, just a line across. Nechsheves Mispara Shisha. That's 6. And Nekudas Tzere is Hishtei Nekudas. There's 2 dots. It's Nechsheves Mispara Esrim. And Nekudos Segol Yeshba Gimel Nekudos, the 3 dots, as we know, it's Nechsheves Mispara Shloshim V'chein Shar Nekudos Azardech, and so on, everything else like this. So, you know, Cholam, for example, would be a 10. It's a dot. So that's a Yud. So you have this throughout. So that's how Nekudos work. So now, to be in that realm of figuring out, you know, in general, Gematrias are hard. So figuring out the Gematria of a word. But now being sensitive to the words and trying to get into Nekudos as well, that's like a whole other layer. We're trying to connect this idea to that idea. We're looking for, you know, Gematria. These get a little just trickier to figure and to be sensitive to. If you just take a look here in the footnote, just to, he seems to complete the rest of the Nekudos and the Gematrias of them. Al Zed Derech, he writes in the footnote, the last footnote of the page. Al zeh derech nukudas cholam yesh lachshav l'mispar tezayin. He thinks a cholam, however, should be 16, even though it's a dot. Hagam shal pi rov nechta rak nukuda barosh os. Normally, just like a dot on top of the letter, should it really only be 10? Im kozeh harehi nukuda omedes b'makom ozvav. It's representing the vav as well. V'lachein yesh lachshav gam mispar ozvav. So don't think that the cholam should really be 10. It's really 16 because there's a hidden vav that's there. V'kan feyona l'ramami pano. When calculating all the different gematrias, he writes, you're able to remove the vav, even though it's there, but you could still remove it. Or yud shachirik, ki cholam cholam chirik mimispar katan gematria havaya. Second here. So let's see. I look through this again. The gematria. I see. So cholam is 16. Chirik is another 10. That's 26. So he's saying here that if you take the gematria of what maybe he's doing something different here. 78. 300. No, I'm not sure what he's doing here. Actually, I don't know. Okay, I have to figure this out and get back to you guys on this. All right, either way, we see this is the mahalach in gematria. So this concludes the chapter on gematrias, and then Mitzvah Hashem next week we'll continue. We have a shrikah vayter. Do we have time now? Actually, should we start? You want to start it? Touch it a little bit. Or do you want to choose it in the end here? The end of the sefer that happens. I was looking just yesterday. There are beautiful charts here. Just stam to see how all the esoteric connect in the different letters and the different personalities. It's good. It's very, very clear. So I saw you had one piece here on gematrias, I think. A big chart here. No. I don't see it. Didn't see it here. But either way, it's a very nice chart to have in the back. You take a look there. It's put everything together in a very, very clear way. Okay, maybe let's just touch upon the first paragraph just to get a little excited about it. On Hakdama Chav. This Hakdama is called, it's entitled Chav Beis Osios, so 22 letters. So the Mal Nisbar above, we explain, Ki Kol HaNetzom VaNivram, all that which has been created, Yitzurim VaNasim, these are all the different languages of the different worlds, Yitzilis and Bria, Yitzira and Nesia. The way they were created were through the letters of the Torah. We spoke about how the Gemara talks about in Sanhedrin that the two Amoraim would create a egla, a calf, every single Erev Shabbos through Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah speaks about Tzirufi Osios in a very, very hidden way. If you read it just shot, you wouldn't understand it. And even if you read it with the parish of the Gur, the Rabbi, you still wouldn't understand it. It's very, very cryptic. But they somehow were able to connect letters together to create a cow. They could have created whatever they wanted. So that's how the world was created, connecting different letters. That is the source, the life source, to each creature in the world. He's now going to explain all the different spheres. So now that's talking about creatures. But what are the upper echelons of the world? How were worlds created? How were spheres created? We just said, Sefer Yetzirah. He's going to explain how this all works, and this is going to be really fascinating. You know, let's go. Let's go weiter. Come on, we have time. The 22 letters nechlokim l'shalosh chalukos. So they're broken down into three categories. I remember I read the Sefer Yetzirah many years ago. I didn't know what I was doing. I tried learning Sefer Yetzirah. I had no clue. So he's going to help break it down. I should really go back to it. Maybe we should, next Lima we could do Sefer Yetzirah together. I don't know. But there were three different categories of the Chav Beis Osios. There's Shalosh, there's Sheva, and there's Shnemesar Nivarm Echarecha. There's a group of three, there's a group of seven, that's a total of 10, and there's a group of 12, that gives us 22. The 22 letters, we're going to see how this all works. So, he says, Hashlosh Osios Aikarm, the three main letters, Heim Emesh, Aleph Memshin, which are Romes Al Avir Maimanesh. Ruach isn't here in this category, but we know there are four basic principles to the world, how the world is created. Usually there's ruach here, it's not. But it's avir, mayim, and esh. There's air, there's water, and fire. That's emesh. So that's those three. Shebehem, and through these different sources, bara, Hashem is barach, as a gimel, hasfiros, hal yonos. He was able to create keser, chachma, and bina. Well, I don't want to stop, I'll be honest with you. But I think we're going to have to. Hopefully that will get us a little bit excited with our appetite for next week in Mirat Hashem and see everything come together. Okay.